959 Tired Drive on the streets, on the air. And we kicked off the second hour with Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here. Somebody saying, Uncle T taught me well. And indeed he did. That's my OG. I don't think you realize how much Uncle T and I sit here and just discuss radio, because he's so passionate about radio. So sometimes I'll discuss options with him, but how should I approach this topic? How should I do this? And of course, we'll discuss music as well. And you know, Touch of Soul is his thing every Sunday. Make sure you tune in. 3 o'clock, Zyatuma. And so whenever I play a slow jam, it's kind of like an ode to him.
Ah, good. I don't care. I'm for good.
Takes time and take care of me, but I turn around and you're standing here. How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. Thank you, Danko, Danko C's and the team. We love it, we love it, we love it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
No, nobody. No, 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 nobody. Nai. Nobody. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No.
Yeah, no, Kaya Idol's hitting the high notes for real.
Oh, Hirik. Ina yabaya ngupota lesoto kwana ubonta temola ka kwana na henyamushwe.
Yeah, no, sure. And in fact, I could be wrong, but I don't remember there being a rapper from Lesotho who's this successful. But yeah, I could be wrong. You can remind me if there was, and give us a shout, 086-000-0959. There's one more voice note, we'll try and play that before we get somewhere. But, you know, were you a difficult teenager, Kat?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No.
Oh,
because
the way you said, I was like, damn.
No.
When think about it, I was like, yeah, it definitely was.
No, I thought you were going to say something else after that. No, I wasn't a difficult teenager. Well, I don't think so. Okay. The three kids at home, I think my brother's the most difficult.
I'm very inquisitive. I always have been, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would define me as being difficult, but I always ask questions. And my mom says she used to get tired sometimes. She'd be like, hey, just go ask your dad, you know? Because I don't know. I think I realized I was inquisitive when I was in grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have these friends that were in matric, and I used to ask them questions all the time. All the time. They're like, yo, dude, wow, you're going to get to study this later on. Just relax. And I still ask them the questions.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's being a difficult teenager. I think when we coined the term difficult teenager, it's more like the kid who doesn't come home, you know, before curfew, or who's rowdy and does badly at school and things like that. That's difficult.
Yeah, no, I don't think I was that. Yeah, I was very disciplined even from a young age. So, I mean, I didn't even go out. So forget coming home before curfew. I didn't go out.
Yeah.
And then if ever I did visit friends, it would be like my cousins or whatever with consent. So not so much of that issue.
Yeah.
Sandman?
Me, I think I got more calm as I got older. So my difficult years were primary school. I was a mess. I think I've shared the story. I used to love fighting. We had a fight club in primary school.
Mm.
And then in high school, I just, with each passing year, I just got calmer and calmer. And that's kind of continued into my adulthood. I've just become more chilled. But yeah, pre-teens and before that, yo, I was a mess. I was up for anything.
Mm.
And in your head, was there a reason for that, or were you just acting Jay out?
I know there was a reason. I'm not a psychologist, but I think maybe like my childhood probably played a role. I was grasping to understand everything that had happened, and so I was just like, Yazin, I'm just going to be a nonsense once, you know. If I can't have peace, nobody can.
Spoken like the Joker. Oh, man. Okay. So give us a shout. Were you a difficult teenager? 086 0659. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 0636880959. But even more interesting than that, and Mubulawa, I know you're listening with keen ears. Are you raising a difficult teenager? Call us. Maybe we can give you tips. I mean, only one person in our team is a parent, and that's Tyroline. But, yeah, you know, maybe we can just give you textbook advice from what we've read and heard. And the listeners can also give you advice as well. Let us know. Are you raising a difficult teenager right now? What is it that you're dealing with? Here's that voice note I was telling you about.
Sizwane ndoda, yabona le track le ye TP gigithatha. Hey mina ndilengoma net manje ndoda isuthu sibambi. Hey kuba nzima yani kodwa ninani mfethu hayi. Ushaya inamba yazi ukuthi umuntu ungaze umfundise ilanguage ngenkani. Phela manje uyasazi laba isiqhamuka kwaZulu ndoda. Kuba nzima ukwazi amanye amanye. Ngoba manje sisajwayela phela. Zona isiZulu kodwa hayi. Uyayithela inamba. Uyayithela inamba so sizazi nalezi zesuthu. Nathi sizobe sesirebha ngesuthu ingasikudala. Phela ingoma utshani ugqinisa uyazi. Danko. Speech ulaye win meaning mfethu. Hayi danko umsizwane. Khaya drive 959.
Sure speech. Washo kahleke ndoda. Because now I can teach you something. Nami, I didn't know exactly what was going on with this song, right? Meti nagi tibi, uti minangi intimbi, right? So, do you remember the track? Intimbi ngayas, iole, akalo intimbi. Anyway, so he's saying minangi intimbi is strong, right? Nagi tibi gitata. So, that's what he's saying. So, now you know, okay? Yabo? You learn something every day.